It's Chris-a-mania, brother.
That's a great question. Look at you, man, with the powerful questions.
This is the Chris Van Vliet Show. Chris Van Vliet Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet.
Greetings and salutations. I'm Chris Van Vliet, and that's why this is called the Chris Van Vliet Show. Very original name, right? Welcome. How are you? How you been? It's nice to catch up with you again. You know, it's funny how many tweets I got this week from people saying, hey, man, you need to do an interview with Kip Sabian. And that's apparently the voice I've given them. Well, guess what? I had already done an interview with Kip Sabian when you were sending those tweets. Actually, I wrote back to all of you and said, yeah, we did the interview. It was awesome. You're going to be seeing and hearing it very soon. And here it is. And, you know, it makes sense that people would be clamoring for an interview with Kip because he's one of the many wrestlers to watch in AEW. And his match with Hangman Page at Fight for the Fallen absolutely proved that. You know, most wrestlers will tell you they were inspired by Stone Cold or The Rock or Hogan, Flair, Macho Man, Warrior. You know, you get the idea. It was very interesting to hear him say that it was the Hurricane that got him into wrestling and why it was the Hurricane that got him into wrestling. Also, he's a massive Spider-Man fan, and he was definitely jealous when I told him that I was just in London interviewing Tom Holland. And no, that interview's not on my YouTube channel. I did the interview for the new movie, Spider-Man Far From Home. And we did it for the TV show that I host in Miami called Deco Drive. We also talked about some hair tips here with Kip. Really interesting stuff. So thanks for checking this out. Also, thank you for the 5-star reviews you've been leaving and on Apple Podcasts. I'm seriously blown away by how much you guys love the podcast, whether it's on Apple or Google Play or Stitcher or Spotify or SoundCloud or, you know, one of the many other platforms that we're on. Thank you. But Apple Podcasts is especially great because you can leave these reviews and it really helps the ratings get up. And we're already in the top 200 on sports and recreation, which is amazing. I mean, the podcast is 3.5 weeks old as we do this. So I love that you guys are enjoying this. And I'm going to keep reading a 5-star review every episode so that you guys can be part of the show and so that you can keep leaving those reviews to keep helping us out. Richard Sheets with a Z. Like the sheets that like you'd go to like for a gas station, man, their food is so good. He writes, phenomenal podcast. I listen to this every day on the drive home from work. Chris is inspirational and also a fun interviewer. I can't wait to see who you can get to interview next. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you, Richard. I'm glad I can be part of the drive home from work. Here's another one. If you're listening to this in the car right now, Richard, or whoever, wherever you're listening to this, thank you. That's awesome. Hornswoggle and Scott Steiner are in town this weekend for a show at Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum. So you don't have to wait, Richard, or anyone else to see what my next podcast is going to be or my next interview is going to be because, boom, I just told you. There you go. Thank you to our sponsor, Green Roads. And I know there's a lot of CBD companies out there. But simply put, Green Roads is the best because they produce the highest quality pharmacist-formulated CBD products on the market. Period. That's just as simple as that. They're obsessed with using only the best ingredients, which in turn gives you the best products. Green Roads has been a game changer for me in terms of helping with my inflammation, with terms of and helping with anxiety. And I really enjoy that muscle and joint cream that they have. I can put that on after the gym. So use my code CHRIS15 to get, 15% off your order at greenroadsworld.com. Also, thank you to Samson Technologies for the Podcast Pro Studio that we're using right now to podcast into your eardrums. Check out samsontech.com. You can see their full lineup of great audio equipment that they have. You know, this is a really fun chat with Kip Sabian. I'm so glad we made this happen. It's hard to call this an interview because we pretty much just hung out and talked about all kinds of different things. So I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. It's super bad. Kip Sabian.
Oh, yeah, no, it works, right?
It's good to be here. Chris.
Chris.
Trice.
Van Vliet. And it's good to see you, Kip Sabian.
Lots of people do that, though.
Yeah?
They spell it wrong, too, and it really annoys me.
Oh.
Sabine is my favorite one.
Sabine.
B-E-A-N. Sabine.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's only now, though.
Once Kip Sabian here, ready.
That's only now, because once you guys start on TV, your everyone's going to know your name.
That's true.
Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty true.
We need to point out that you have a black eye. What happened here?
Dang it.
I didn't see you. Nothing happened at Fighter Fest to give you a black eye.
There were about 100 guys, and they all came at me at once. I was defending a small collection of ducklings.
Mm. You're a true hero.
I am. No, it was just training hard, and things happen.
So this happened in a wrestling ring?
Yeah, it happened in a wrestling ring.
Well, this is a way better story than like, oh, yeah, man, I walked into a light post or something.
Or did I?
Yeah, maybe we're covering for that.
I don't walk into doors at all.
For a lot of people, this is the first time they're hearing you talk. And I think there's people that see you wrestle and go, oh, yeah, that guy's got to be American. Are people surprised to find out you're from the UK?
I'm like a Tom Holland of wrestling, I guess.
Yes. I just interviewed Tom Holland, actually, for the new Spider-Man film.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. That's why I was in London. I was telling you that.
Yes, I did not know it was just Tom Holland, though. That's...
Yeah, yeah. You got to put this a little bit closer to your face.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Yeah.
There we go.
he does an amazing American accent.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Do you also?
No.
Oh, like his American accent's like perfect. He's also an actor.
The amount of people that have said, oh, hello, Kip, how are you? And I'm like, okay, that's a really good old school London accent. They're like, yeah, you do an American one. I'm like, no. It's really bad. Like, really bad.
Every British person that does an American accent, they always do something with cheeseburgers. They're like, we'll go eat some cheeseburgers.
That was, again, the exact same British
accent. No, that was a British person pretending to be an American.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That sounded like a Canadian.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Canadian, see. I did my research for this interview.
Yeah.
Chris.
Chris. I want to say congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I mean, your star is certainly on the rise here. It's only been two shows.
I know, right?
Which is crazy. We're going to have a third show here. I'm sure the third show will have already happened when this gets posted.
The future.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, my God. The future. How much has changed for you, though, over these last couple months?
I mean, moving to the States was probably the biggest change, I guess.
Sure.
It was always something I wanted to do at some point. Even before wrestling, I was always... It was either going to be I wanted to move to Canada, I wanted to move to the United States, or I wanted to become an Aborigine when I was a kid. Because my dad brought me a boomerang home. When
what?
He went to it. So I was like, oh, that's what I'm going to do. And then I found out that you can't... It's not a career path.
No.
so I had to settle for wrestling. But... yeah, probably the biggest change is that, obviously, wrestling-wise, it's been kind of a boom for me as well. As you said, a lot of people in the US don't or aren't familiar with my name.
Yeah.
Whereas in the UK, it's a completely different ballgame. But
right.
So for me, it's been more a chance to show sort of the US what I can do.
What's been the biggest change for you personally moving to the US? Because I moved here almost 10 years ago.
The food is the
so
best.
So many
change.
Options.
Like, all I will do is talk about, and Bang Energy Drink is my, if you're out there and you want to send a few crates my way, that's fine. I'll accept those. But yeah, Bang Energy Drink is the one. Monster, there's more Monster. Now there's a war now between energy drinks that I'm kicking off.
Now, Red Bull wants doesn't to hit fit me, in there?
Yeah. Red Bull, if you want to contact me too, I'm on the market for this. Let me know and we'll sort out some kind of deal. But probably the energy drinks and the food. The food is definitely the big one for me.
I moved here from Canada 10 years ago and I was blown away by the food options.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we have a handful of restaurants in Canada, but you come here and it's like every corner is like every chain restaurant you've ever heard of.
It's this, I was back, it's just sad. The seasoning. The seasoning over here is so much better.
I think it's a lot of salt goes on the food here.
It's fine. As long
it's
as...
It's not good if you want to be ripped in a wrestling ring. Sodium's not shouldn't be part of the diet.
Thinking about a change, you know, going into the heavyweight division now.
Like Thor in the most recent movie?
By choice, not by necessity.
That's what you're... Yeah.
That's it. You heard it here, folks.
What does it mean to you that you not only had the first singles match in AEW history, mm-hmm. you also have the first singles win in AEW history?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
When you, like, did you know this before the day? Did you know where you were going to be on the card?
So I'd had a bit of liaison about we were going to be on the buy-in. Obviously, to me, that was a real big sort of position to be for the first show.
Yeah.
Because not everyone would have bought the show, but the buy-in is free. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people were watching that. So I knew that we were going to be on the buy-in. So I was excited because I thought this is a chance to now show what we can do to get other people to buy the product. Plus, in the UK as well, it was on ITV, which is the biggest channel in the UK.
Yeah.
So it was a big deal for me personally on that end. I didn't know that we were going to be closing the buy-in, which then when we were told that, I was, okay, this is the next level now. It's not just a match on it. This is closing that show. This is important. Winning that match too, as I say in every interview I have, is something that no one can ever take away from me. I will always be the first person to win a singles match in AEW. Yeah. For its lengthy? What is... you can tell that I flew in yesterday. This lengthy time. It's the next level of length. It's
oh, my God. Length. That must be a British thing.
It is. It's lengthy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Have you had... To, other than lengthy, have you had to adapt to other American phrases?
Okay, so one that I've randomly started using for no reason... No, I know the reason. I was at a gathering and someone had brought their child along and the child had like dropped a pool cue and just went, dang it! And I was like, that's incredible. That's my new favorite thing I've ever... So all I would do was jokingly start going, dang it! And then now it's become an actual thing where dang it is in my vocabulary, which is not good.
Dang it with a British accent.
You can't say it in a British accent. So you can't go, dang it! Because that just sounds ridiculous. So it's, I could be talking in a normal British accent and then all of a sudden I'd just go, dang it! And it's like, what's going on?
With the hand movement too.
It doesn't work without the hand movement.
No. We're in like northern Florida, so we're pretty much in the south here. There might be people like non-ironically saying it all around here.
You know, there's that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. America is such an interesting place to be.
It is. This is what I was saying to you earlier. I'm still from the small island. So to me, every time I go somewhere in the US, it's a new area for me. But to me, prior to moving here, it's the US is the US.
Yes.
Whereas I didn't understand all of the little differences
from
across the country.
Then there's a lot of them.
I mean, New York, that was my favorite thing too. I enjoyed being in New York when I went to New York, mainly because I've always wanted to go, I'm walking ye. I've always wanted to do that. And
always with this.
It's always this. But I got the chance to do it in an actual scenario where it made sense. And it was the best. And then I continued to do it because it turns out cab drivers really like to try and run people over.
I'm walking here.
I'm walking here. Tom Holland, try me.
If you're having to explain your style to someone who hasn't seen a Kip Sabian match,
there we go.
What match do you tell them to watch?
Oh, the buy-in. No,
that was a great match with Sammy.
It's hard. I think for me, there's been a lot of changes throughout my character and my style throughout the years. Most notably in the UK, I was a bad guy, and that was kind of the thing that really rose my stock in the UK. Put me on ITV before when they did some wrestling on ITV, and it was because of that character. And then that slowly developed into the character I have now. I guess style wise, it's very British. I was trained by the Knight family. Saraya Knight being like my head trainer.
Yeah.
Roy, Zach.
This is Paige's family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was trained by them in the British style. So I think I take a lot of that realism over to what I do now, but I incorporate it with some high flying here, some strong striking here. It's, I don't know how you'd like, people tend to put me in like a cruiserweight category. Or a high flyer category. And it's, yes, I can fly, but that's not where I think my game ends. It's not like, oh, this is the cruiserweight match. Look at the guys fly around. It's like, that's not what I'd characterize myself in, I think I'm an all-round performer. If you want a mic guy, I'll be a mic guy. If you want a brawler, I'll brawl. I mean, I don't look like a brawler.
Not, well, you got a black eye.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, put it right in there. There it is. We haven't seen a lot of mic work from stuff. You, at least not in AEW.
Exactly,
yet.
Right? Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to. And again, we, like you said, we're two shows in. Yeah. So there's still so much time to express all of that stuff to the audience. You don't want to give everything away straight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm really looking forward to is a chance to talk.
The only people we've really heard on the mic are Jericho and MJF. That's, I mean, that's honestly really it. Yeah, MJF. Max. Yeah, my friend.
What a guy. See, everyone, okay, he is an asshole, let's be honest. However, I can't help but enjoy him being an asshole. And I don't mean it from a, ha ha, look at him, shit, but it's just funny. If you're watching Max,
it is.
I'll see you in the locker room.
It's fun to cheer him, but then when you talk to him, like, and he's not being a wrestler, you're like, oh, you're just a dick.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Which is enjoyable at times. You kind of have to drone it. Like, invest in a really good pair of headphones. So invest in a pair of headphones that have noise cancelling properties, because it comes in handy. Because then you can have them there. You can laugh at him, you can enjoy what's going on, but when he gets a bit too much, all you've got to do is just you know what I mean?
It's
very good.
Well, you described the British style of wrestling. How would you say it differs from the American style?
Okay, so the British style is changing, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I think now there's almost a hybrid style from the UK, which is kind of incorporating your traditional World of Sports style British wrestling. So a very realistic, grapple-heavy kind of wrestling, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
Which is what I did, like, when I was training. It's a lot of grappling.
For a lot of us, William Regal was a big introduction.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. So taking that kind of style, combining it, a lot of the Japanese Puroso style of wrestling is now very big. And that obviously went over to the UK. You've got the American, which I find the American wrestling, and that's what got me into wrestling. I, as a kid, saw the Hurricane, and I was like, oh my God, he is a wrestler and a superhero. I was a superhero guy. I always liked wrestling as a kid, but I wasn't a mega fan.
Who was your superhero?
Spider-Man, 100%.
Oh, this is all the Tom Holland references.
Dude, Spider-Man is the guy.
Who's the best Spider-Man?
Okay, so I had this conversation, and to me, I am... Tom Holland is my favorite Spider-Man.
Okay.
However...
Okay.
Tobey Maguire was a very good Spider-Man, and a lot of people say that he was the best. This is how I describe it. You can tell that I've been asked this question a lot. Okay, so... I think Tobey Maguire was the best Peter Parker.
Ah, yes.
I think that Andrew Garfield, when he came in, was a better Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man's always been about wisecracks. And I feel that the Spider-Man from the original three movies wasn't as Spider-Man-y as Spider-Man should be. Tom Holland is the perfect combination of the two. Mm. Plus, dude can do all the flips and stuff as well. I'd really like to see Tobey Maguire do a flip.
Yeah, the fact that Tom Holland can actually do that stuff
is believable, right?
Yeah.
So
let's do the same thing with Batman then. Who's the best Batman? Who's the best Bruce Wayne?
George Clooney. No, I'm joking.
Oh, God. Nobody picks Clooney.
No. I just want to be against the grain, you know, be edgy.
You can't pick the nipple Batman.
Oh, God. I don't know. I think for me, Keaton, maybe.
Okay. I think Keaton might be the best Batman. But I think that Bale is the best Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I think with Batman, so I was never a big DC guy. I was always a Marvel guy. And I don't know why, because as a kid, you don't really know the difference between DC and Marvel.
Yeah, it's like they're all superheroes.
But when it comes to DC, I definitely prefer the villains to a degree.
So did you think
Green Goblin's still my favorite villain.
Okay. Did you think Thanos was a great villain?
Yes.
Yeah,
because I felt sorry for him at some point.
Yes,
exactly right. Yes. And how annoying is that?
No, it's great, because usually in these Marvel films, it's just a bad guy that wants to take over the world or destroy the world.
Yeah,
you actually had a reason with Thanos. You're like, oh, I don't like you, but I understand where yep. you're coming from.
And especially like at the spoilers from 2 years ago ahead. Click off. No, don't click off. Please don't click off.
No, there's more stuff coming.
Yeah, there's a lot more. You wait and see. Oh, did you bring the fireworks? Are they here?
Yeah, they're here.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I forgot.
America.
It was at the end of Infinity War when he just sits down. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You're not really that much of an asshole, are you? Apart from the fact you've just...
No, but he had a reason.
Killed 50% of the population.
He had a reason for why he wanted to do that.
I mean, I don't agree with his reasoning, but you can see why he had that reasoning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't even reveal the most... So I went to see the new Spider-Man movie. I'm not going to give away spoilers. However...
People might be watching this in like the distant future, though.
Okay.
Let's just do it.
Okay, so
it's been out for a week and a half, you know. Yeah,
I was reading on.
We've warned you.
Yeah, spoilers ahead there for the go. Next. Should we say like 60 seconds?
Okay,
60. No, 120 seconds. Which
they're
is
they're watching this because they're wrestling fans.
Okay, sweet.
If they really wanted to see Spider-Man Far From Home, they would have seen it.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
So this is on you, not us.
What's the most annoying
so,
part?
Okay, so I went through this ranking of Marvel movies the other day.
Yeah.
And it had the best to the worst of Marvel movies. And Spider-Man Far From Home wasn't like super high.
Yeah.
And I was disgusted.
Really?
Because I love that. That was probably my favorite Marvel movie so far. Which is...
What?
Yeah. And I will explain exactly why. Tom Holland is really good.
And by the way, there still haven't been any spoilers yet.
Yeah, I know, right, I'm waiting for that. No, so maybe not my favorite, that's a lie. But
it's
I'm coming off the back of it, so I think it seems better in my head. However, it was really, really good.
Yeah.
And as a Spider-Man fan, it was everything that I wanted from a movie,
okay.
apart from the end credit scene,
where
I was really angry for about 3 days. I was more angry... No, I wasn't. I was more angry at Toy Story 4. Went to see that the week after as well. Not happy.
Angry?
Yeah.
That movie's incredible.
No. I'm a big Toy Story fan. I still have my 1995 Woody doll that was bought for me.
It's, and you would have been like 3 years old.
It's in terrible, terrible condition. But I thought as a... We've now gone to Toy Story. Sorry, Tom. Yeah. Toy Story 3, for me as a Toy Story fan, was the perfect end. I was like, this is great.
Right.
I'm really happy this end. And then they did a few shorts, and I was like, that's cool. You keep the characters going. I felt that the story to try and bring... That's about movies instead of wrestling. Quick buzz through. The story to bring Woody and Bo Peep together was a great idea. However, it had so much filler in between that was just pointless and boring that... I just couldn't get along with it. I think Forky was enjoyable as a character. I think the ending really annoyed me because I didn't like the idea of Woody and Buzz being split up after you have Woody deciding that he wants to stay with his family.
Yeah.
At the end of 3, and then all of a sudden he's so happy to follow his Woody
but
and
we...
leave Buzz behind.
Oh! Yeah. But we also saw throughout the film that like he didn't really fit in with this new family.
Yeah, and that's another
thing.
So
he wasn't really
going
to be missed.
The writers annoyed me on that because Bonnie, I know my name, when she, in the end of 3, when Andy drops the toys off and she sees Woody in the box, she's like, my cowboy. So she clearly has an emotional attachment to her cowboy.
Yeah.
And then this film doesn't seem like it's much time has passed because she looks the exact same age.
Mm.
And all of a sudden it's like, I don't want to play with this cowboy doll. And it's like, no, that's not how it works. I still have my Woody, so.
Well, she got a fork, though. Yeah. We still haven't said any spoilers. We've talked a lot about movies here, but one point.
Peter Parker gets revealed as being Spider-Man
yes.
by J. Jonah Jameson, which was very cool because it's the same J. Jonah Jameson that was in the original movies,
yeah.
which I liked.
Yeah, but J.K. Simmons.
But I don't like the idea of having Peter Parker's identity out there when I still think there was more that they could have told before that happened.
I will say this. More happens in that 30-second end credit scene than happens in the entire film.
Oh, yeah. Especially the second end credit scene, too.
Yes.
That was one that I really liked. So, hats off, Marvel.
Would you ever work in some superhero stuff into your ring gear like Johnny Gargano does?
Okay, so I had many an idea to do so. I really wanted to do a Spider-Man sort of styled gear.
Yeah.
But then I'm very close friends, childhood close friends with Will Ospreay, and he made a very big point of a Spider-Man outfit not too long ago. So I was like, I'm going to let that fizzle for a little while.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I think I've toyed with different ideas, but I guess it just depends where I'm going character-wise.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
What was Will's reaction when you told him you got signed to AEW?
He was buzzed. Me and Will have been friends for, God, I don't know, I was like 15. So 12 years? Wait, how old am I now? 27. 12 years. So before starting the wrestling, so the real stuff, me and Will would backyard together. I'd get a train down to his house, stay for the whole weekend. We'd watch old school TNA matches. We'd watch a lot of Motor City Machine Guns back then.
What was your backyard wrestling name?
Okay, so I had a few. So, at one point, I wrestled under Jet Kippen. But my original...
Your real last name.
J-E-double-T. That's the name that I wanted when I first started wrestling.
Jet Kippen.
So, I didn't want to be Kip. Because Kip is the name that all of my friends in school...
Okay.
Outside... Like, Kip was my nickname. Kippen being my last name. Kip was just a go-to. So, I... wanted to be called Jet when I went over to the Knights, and I started training there, and I had my first match, and they're like, what do you want to be called? And I was like, Jet Kippen. And they were like, we've already got a Jet on the roster. And I was like, what? So they were like, well, what do you want your name to be? And I was on the spot, and I was like, because my original name back when I first started doing fun stuff on the trampoline pretending to be the Hurricane was Tidal Wave. And I was basically in, and I created him on the old wrestling games, and it was basically the Hurricane in blue, and it was Tidal Wave. You know, you better be brave because here comes the tidal. Whatever it was as a kid, you
no, imagine, that was it.
You're gonna,
yeah,
still in there. Oh no, now creative are gonna get hold of it. So I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm on the spot. I don't know what I'm gonna be called. I was like, Ray, you can come up with my name because Paige was still there at the time. So she just called me Kip. But then they played a joke on me and I was Kip Jones. Kip Jones was my name for one show. But I didn't know my name. So music hits. I'm like, yeah, that's my music that I picked. And then it's like, entering the ring, Kip Jones. And I'm like, who? That's me. Clapping away, you know. Big blonde fringe, like Captain Scene Kid fringe, super skinny, luminous gear. Yeah,
I think those are
the days. Kip Jones,
Kip for Jones. One match,
two actually. Two, okay, and then yeah,
I think it's great that the Hurricane is the person you looked up to because most people go, oh, it's Rock, it's Austin, just like Jimmy Havoc said, it's Mankind, which makes perfect sense for him.
Yeah, it does.
Or I think he specifically said Mick Foley. But yeah, for you to say Hurricane, that's a really random one.
Yeah, I think it was, again, I was a big superhero fan as a kid, and that's what sparked my interest. But it's very hard to become a superhero in real life.
Batman's just a billionaire.
Yeah, well, I'm not a billionaire, unfortunately.
Tony Khan is. He could be the next Batman. What?
Mind blown. You wait until you see like this superhero flying around Jacksonville. And what would he be called?
I don't know.
Wait. The Jaguars. So he'd be...
Oh.
Catman. The Jaguar cat? Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Catman.
We already got a cat though. Got Black Panther.
Yeah, but so that's...
It was a good idea, though. Yeah, the Jaguar Man.
The human jaguar.
I have to say I'm very envious of your hair. I try to do something similar. It just doesn't quite look the same.
Okay, so I got a last... So the where I would normally get my haircut. That's the most stressful part about moving to the US, was getting a new hairdresser. So who would normally cut my hair had no spaces available. So I was like, no, what do I do? They were fully booked up. So I went to a new one that we drove to, and I sat down and they were like, what would you like? And I showed some photos, because that's the easiest way. Like, advice, if you get a good haircut and you want to keep the good haircut, always take photos.
Oh, so you're showing photos of yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what I want. And they're like, oh, what about the front? And I'm like, yeah, don't take too much off, because I like this bit to be longer.
Yeah.
We sit down, starts cutting away. I'm like, okay, this is cool. This is good. This is good. And then all of a sudden, just, and I was like, and I just sat there, and that was one of the hardest moments. I had the same person cut my hair since I was a kid in the UK.
Oh, no.
Same person, apart from when I moved for wrestling from Great Yarmouth, Galston, on the little bump, all the way to Leeds, because that was where I had to move to try and break out into wrestling. Then I had 2 years of a different hairdresser, but apart from that, I had the same hairdresser since I was like a kid. And she knows, but
of course,
I think it's because I was so comfortable with her that I could be like, no, stop it. No, right. I want this. Because
it's, so you're not a fan of this haircut, is what you're saying?
No. I don't know. We'll see. It's shorter than usual.
I would imagine, though, the problem having styled hair when you're wrestling is it only stays styled for, you know, a couple minutes in the match.
You'd be surprised.
I would be surprised.
If you use the correct product.
So tell me.
Okay, so a good product to use. It's called Blue Man Cavalier Clay. Now that's a good one.
It's a clay, okay.
Yeah, but all you gotta do is just make sure you So basically, I've spoke about movies and hair tips. This is great.
We talked about lots of wrestling.
The man behind the spandex.
Do you do it on dry hair?
Yes, I prefer to do it on dry hair now. I used to use something beforehand, like a pomade, on damp hair, and then I'd blow dry it with the pomade. And then I put the clay on. But now I just tend to just use the clay. As long as you rub your hands until they're like boiling hot. That sounds real silly, but as long as you rub really, really hard until they're boiling hot, then you can just move around lightly and then it stays in.
Yeah.
It keeps that matte look as opposed to like a wet.
And then do you hairspray it after?
No need.
That is impressive.
No need.
Hair tips with Kip Sabine.
With Kip. With Tidal Wave.
We'll get back to wrestling right now. Who was it that reached out to you originally about AEW?
Chris Daniels.
He's the head of talent relations.
Yeah,
right?
He said in an interview at or to a fan at Vegas about how he'd put in the words, etc. Daniels was really instrumental in everything that happened to me over the last few years. So prior to this, I shared a long car journey with him, and he was a great guy. Gave me lots of advice, tips, pointers. That night, it was me versus Chris Ridgway, who's one of my best friends, who's in Japan with Noah at the moment as well, which is great for him. So big love to Chris. It was me and him in the main event, and we were told, do whatever you want. You've got half an hour. Have a great time.
Wow.
So we went out there, and it still is one of my favorite matches this day. It was just so much fun. Daniels watched the match. I didn't even know he was going to watch it. He came back. I said, hey, man, have you got any tips, any advice, feedback? Because that's the first thing I'll always ask. If anyone's watched the match, no matter who they are, feedback. Because it's always good to get everyone's opinions on that. And he said, okay, I think you need to get some color in your gear. And I was like, okay, sweet. Now what? And he's like, yeah, that's it. Get on TV. And I was like,
wow.
Come on, it's Christopher Daniels. Please give me like some secret thing that I need to do to finally make it to the top. A few months later, I get a email from him and from Ring of Honor about the UK tour that they did, and they wanted me to come along. I got to wrestle in the International Tournament Cup thing. Can't remember the name of it. International Cup Tournament, something like that. I can't. No, it had a cool name. It was a cool name. Sorry about that.
Everyone will be commenting it below. They know. I know what you're talking about.
I did that. I then stayed in contact with Daniels, and then he was the first person who reached out about there be something going on. And yeah, then the company got in contact with me direct, and
here you are.
Here I am.
Yeah.
In the US.
Yeah.
Legally in the US too.
Do you have an O-1 visa?
I have a P-1 visa.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, me neither.
Look at us.
It's the same thing, I guess.
Immigrants talking about how we legally work in this country. Both our colors here.
It was great. They came over to me and... Yeah.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I appreciate the shirt you're wearing, too. That's a really good shirt.
I know, right? This is from Express.
That's an Express shirt?
Yeah, it is. I was very impressed with this find. I like it.
Yeah.
It was Express. I was wearing an Express shirt on the last show, and someone pointed out that they had the same shirt as me. So, skills.
Well, Express and Bang Energy. You know, they're all about this now.
Monster, Red Bull. What else do I like?
Maybe
looking around a hotel room. Like,
I'll take a lamp sponsor.
Yep. Yeah. I'd love to have a new lamp.
Some hair product sponsor?
Yeah. Blue Man.
And perhaps someone that cuts your hair that you trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reach out in the comments below down here.
The problem is people are going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're a really good hairdresser or barber... Or whatever the...
In Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Hit me up in the comments below or on Twitter or somewhere and we'll see what we can do.
Well, let's get you some more Twitter and Instagram followers. Let everyone know where they can find you.
Yeah, okay. So everything is... See, now, I would always say in the UK, the Kip Sabian. And then people would get confused when I was giving them that saying Z Kip and they're spelling it...
Okay.
The Kip Sabian. Sabian spelled S-A-B-I-A-N.
But pronounced Sabine,
yeah.
Of course.
Everything, yes. Twitter, Instagram. I don't really use the Facebook page at all anymore.
But we'll link that up below.
But it'll be there.
You go. I want to be very respectful of your time. I know you got to get out of here. Like, your call time's very soon for Fight for the Fallen.
It certainly is.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate your time.
No, let's get like a...
Oh. Mega powers?
Yeah. And then we're going to come in.
Ah!
You got a really firm handshake.
So do you.
Damn.
That hurt a bit.
A really firm handshake. Thank you.
That was great. Thank you. Well, there you have it. That was quite the handshake. You definitely need to see that in the YouTube video. Like a full-on Mega Powers handshake. If you hadn't seen Spider-Man Far From Home yet... Sorry, we kind of spoiled it. We also kind of like gave, you know, some really solid spoiler alerts and like spoilers ahead warnings. Thanks to Kip for squeezing in this interview before he went to the arena for Fight for the Fallen, which was a great show. And he had a great match with Hangman Page. Thanks to Green Roads. You can use the code Chris15 for 15% off at greenroadsworld.com. Also, thank you to Samson Technologies for making us sound oh so good. Very bassy in your ears right now. Also, thank you to you, most importantly, for downloading this. And if you enjoy this, please share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of you listening to this and tag me in it on Instagram. I'd be happy to reshare that so we can spread the word about this. You know, in the TJP podcast, if you listen to it, I said something that really resonated with a lot of you. I got a lot of feedback on Instagram and Twitter. And if you don't follow me, it's my name, @ChrisVanVleet. Let's be friends. It'd be awesome. So I said something there, and I'll say it again here, especially if you're looking to start something like a podcast or a new career path or a relationship or whatever it is. And here you go. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Boom. Get after it. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. Go do it.